This is the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us now for a look at agricultural weather is Mark Russo from Earth Risk Technologies Incorporated in Chicago. Good afternoon, Mark.
Hey, good afternoon, Dave.
Well, everybody wants to know is when is it going to warm up so folks can get to the field? Heard from Greg Johnson of the Andersons. He says they're already scratching around with anhydrous and getting prepared in southern Illinois.
Yeah, with the pattern we're going to see here over the next couple weeks, Dave, is a kind of classic springtime pattern across not only Illinois but the entire Corn Belt. Temperatures will be on a roller coaster ride. What we're seeing right now and will continue for the next 3 days, temperatures will be colder than normal with highs generally in the 30s and 40s with then low temperatures in the 20s, even some teens up north here for tomorrow morning. That will change, and we will see about a stretch of about 5 days of normal to even slightly above normal temperatures. For example, here coming up for the upcoming weekend, we see high temperatures climbing up to the 60s as far north as Chicago, 70s in the St. Louis area, and across barely kissing 70 there in central Illinois. And so that will continue into the early part of next week before then temperatures cool down after that. So for this time of year, Dave, that's pretty spring-like. And along with that will come some rain activity, primarily when we kind of in between these changes in the temperatures. As it looks right now, the pattern will feature at least the next opportunity for rain will be coming up here Thursday and Friday, and then again during the early part of next week and again the latter part of next week. So there will be some breaks kind of in between storm systems. So if there's any field work that's going to be accomplished here, it's not going to be quite rapid, but then again, it's not going to be totally bogged down either.
So the soil's going to warm up like in fits and starts, essentially.
Exactly. It's not like, certainly not going the route of 2 years ago where our soil temperatures already by this time of March had reached more than optimum levels here for corn planting. Yeah, this year is much different following the cold winter, but certainly with these mini stretches of warmth here, that will improve things rather than be consistently cold. So overall, kind of an upward and onward trend.
The precip event at the end of the week, how widespread?
We do see widespread rains on the order of about 75-80% coverage of the entire Corn Belt, and that's going to encompass the vast majority of Illinois. In particular, precip totals in the range of about 0.5 to 1.5 inches. Could be some localized heavier amounts here. But then following that, we do see about 3-4 days of dry weather.
30 seconds left or so, will it be a wet spring?
Well, we continue to work on that research, Dave. The one thing that's at least beginning to become a little clear is the temperature profile into April. And it looks like while the start of April, we'll see a little bit of a break here. We do expect some cooler weather to return. So we're thinking a cooler bias overall for the Corn Belt for April. And still working on precip expectations at this time.
Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome, Dave.
Mark Russo of Earth Risk Technologies in Chicago, Illinois, and that is today's Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey.